Attention, mill spouses, families, and service members. It's now time for another empowering episode of Army Wife Talk Radio, the leading and longest running podcast of its kind. AWTR is here to engage, educate, and encourage you by sharing dynamic interviews, social media connections, news, and empowering military life information. Here are your AWTR hosts, your Army Wife Network Command Team.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the latest episode of Army Wife Talk Radio, a program that has been engaging, educating, encouraging, and empowering military spouses and families for the last 16 years. This is episode number 792, and I'm your host, Army Wife Network Engagement Ambassador, Molly Ritterbeck.
And I am your Army Wife Network Special Projects Coordinator, Maren Chaney, joining Molly today. Your Army Wife Network Command Team wants to remind you that you don't have to go through this military life journey alone. Army Wife Talk Radio is here to bring you the resources you need to thrive in your mill spouse life. On today's show, we will listen to an interview conducted by Army Wife Network Commander Sherita Knobloch as she chats with guest Evie King from Independent about the Independent Wellness Summit. You can connect with Independent on their website, in-dependent.org, or find them on Facebook at independentorg1 or Instagram at independentorg.
Maren, the last time we talked, it was 2020. And so how excited are you for 2021?
So excited, as I'm sure I can probably speak for everyone and say that everyone was very much ready to put the last year behind us.
Yes.
But even though I've like, obviously not a whole lot has changed, it's just like something about like the freshness of a new year has me very excited.
Yes, most definitely. Now, when it comes to 2021, do you do resolutions? Do you have like one word? Is there different ways you go about setting goals?
Yeah. So previous years, I was never someone who could like have a resolution and like follow it through the entire year. So a couple of years ago, I had started doing like monthly goals. Like I would have something for January and then February. And I would like be really consistent with that until like about May. And then I would forget that I was even doing it. So this is actually the first year that I like kind of picked a word and like asked different people like what they do with their word and like how they like apply it. And I'm really excited because I definitely feel like this is like more tangible and almost kind of fun. So my word for the year is fearless, and basically my goal this year is to kind of just like conquer some fears, try new things, like set positive boundaries, all of the kind of things that I probably would have shied away from before, but I'm realizing are really good and healthy. So it's been cool. I've been able to kind of, you know, pick different avenues, set like a couple goals for the year as far as like conquering fears, but also just kind of diving into what that might look more for my life in the upcoming year. So definitely something more tangible.
That's pretty cool. That's a strong word.
Yeah. I've been kind of unpacking a lot, even in the last 2 weeks, is that I've kind of like set time aside to like kind of have like my focus on, you know, what do I want to work on for the next week? Or, you know, I'll find quotes on Pinterest dealing with like fear or like being fearless. And it's like a good motivator, a good reminder. So I'm excited for what this year holds, even if, you know, the world is kind of in the same to do, at least I have something that I can kind of focus on and work towards, which is exciting.
But that's definitely.
Yeah. How about you? What is some of your like new year plans?
So usually I have shied away from resolutions because I fail at them.
Yeah.
And then I do kind of pick a word, but I also, with each birthday, like I take that number that I turn and I like gear goals towards that. Like this year I turned 40 in December. So like I'll read 40 books from December to December.
Oh, I love that.
Like if something needs to be a number, I tend to use that number. So if I wanted to hit so many miles of walking in January, it's going to be 40. And so I do stuff like that.
Oh, I love that. I've never heard that one before. I might have to steal that.
Yeah.
Again, I may have tangible to things.
Yeah. I may have to figure it out as the number gets bigger though.
You're like walking 50 miles a week.
Yeah. I'm going to probably, you know, like hit 50, then go backwards. That way it like scales.
Oh, that's smart. I like that. That's a good way to do that.
Yeah. It is so good to catch up with you as always, Maren. And I'm excited to hear Sherita's interview with Evie King and Independent, as they always put on a great event with the Online Wellness Summit.
I agree, Molly. Can't wait to hear more about it shortly. After that, let's hear all about this week's top stories and need-to-know news from our incredible News 6 correspondent, Jolene McNutt.
No news is typically good news in this military life.
Except on Army Wife Talk Radio.
So here is our AWN News 6 correspondent with this week's top stories.
Hi, Molly and Marin. Here's this week's top stories. Earlier this month, Congress passed the Fiscal 2021 National Defense Authorization Act, which included a provision for the Army to stop using the new Army Combat Fitness Test, also called ACFT, until an independent study determined its impact on certain populations in the service, said military.com. However, the Army has stated that it will continue to administer the test to collect data. When the Army began using the test in October of 2020, it was to record scores, but the scores would not be counted as passing or failing until March 2022 to give the force time to increase its fitness level. Although the Army is continuing to use the test to collect data, there is not clear guidance on whether the March 2022 date will change. Federal News Network reported that the Coast Guard has created a recruiting corps after struggling to recruit officers. Five billets have been authorized to kickstart the program, with four officers assigned to different geographic regions and one supervisor. The billets will be located in Miami, New Orleans, Atlanta, and Hampton Roads in Virginia, said Federal News Network. These officers will develop relationships with colleges in their regions with hopes to recruit college graduates. The Coast Guard plans to expand the program over time. Read more at federalnewsnetwork.com. New York Times contributor Dr. Lisa Damore, a psychologist, author, and podcast host, shared three ways that your teen may be coping with stress and highlights the benefits and risks. Dr. Damore said that the pandemic has created an additional layer of challenges for teens to de-stress in healthy ways. Dr. Damore's three suggestions outlines ways for your teen to help make healthy choices. She said young people often use their downtime to text with friends or check their social media accounts. The benefits of using digital resources for downtime include strengthening virtual connections and bonds with friends, or positive experiences in something as simple as finding a funny meme. She warned that the flip side can have a detrimental effect on a teen's mental health and can include too much negative information from headlines or even just neutral responses from a friend. The other two areas that she highlighted are getting lost in distractions, such as reading a book, playing a sport, or engaging in a hobby. And the third area was allowing space for the mind to wander. She said, unlike engaging in a hobby that takes focus and concentration, space to let the mind wander while doing a less intensive task, such as taking a long hot shower, is helpful to allow the mind to process information. You can read more at nytimes.com. And this week in history, on January 25th, 1890, Nellie Bly was the first woman to circumnavigate the globe. She followed the route outlined in the fictional novel Around the World in 80 Days. Nellie Bly was an investigative reporter and documented her 72-day journey, which was published by New York World. She traveled primarily alone with her money hung around her neck for safekeeping. Bly's fortitude and bravery is inspiring to me. You could read more about her incredible journey at womenshistory.org. Find the link to all of our News 6 reports at armywifenetwork.com. This is your Army Wife Network News 6 correspondent, Jolene McNutt, signing out.
Thanks to Jolene for her due diligence to ensure we are always kept up to date with the military life news. Listeners, let's take a quick commercial break, then stay tuned for our interview with Evie King and Independent.
Army Wife Talk Radio is celebrating our 15th year on the air. AWTR is the leading and longest running podcast of its kind and has over 700 episodes in the archives. Subscribe to this podcast on our website, www.armywifenetwork.com, or on the podcatcher of your choice, such as iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, or Pandora. Engage, educate, encourage. AWTR is your source for military life empowerment.
Hello, AWTR listeners. It is that time again. This is Army Wife Talk Radio's interview segment, and I'm Sherita Knobloch, your Army Wife Network owner and commander. Today, we have the privilege to chat with Evie King from Independent. Evie currently works full-time as a recruiter for a woman-owned government consulting firm, and she also has the honor of volunteering with an incredible team as the executive director of Independent, a nonprofit community platform for military spouses to connect through in-person and virtual wellness programs and resources. Originally from New Jersey, Evie is currently living in the Midwest, taking time to explore national parks that are within driving distance of her family's current duty station. Thank you so much for coming onto the show today to share more about Independent and the upcoming Wellness Summit, Evie.
Thank you very much for having me, Sherita. I always enjoy coming on to Army Wife Talk Radio and just talking about wellness, which is something I'm very passionate about.
Yeah, we've met with you guys a few times in the past, and it's always an honor and a privilege to share about everything that Independent's up to and also what is coming up with the Wellness Summit. So let's jump in. And for our listeners who might not know about Independent, tell us a little bit more. What does the Independent mission statement mission mean, and why is that important?
Of course. So here at Independent, our mission is to make wellness accessible and create opportunities for military spouses to connect for friendship, accountability, and inspiration. Mm-hmm. And one of the reasons that we chose that is because for us, a lot of the things that we realized when we were talking about wellness is that there are a lot of barriers to wellness that military spouses encounter because of the lifestyle, even after you leave the service. Mm-hmm. And often there are a lot of resources, but you might not know about them. You might not know where to search for them. And so we try to remove as many barriers as possible to make wellness easy, because let's face it, military life certainly could use some areas that are a little bit easier. Mm-hmm. And I think that it's important that we mention the fact that our mission is around military spouse wellness. Military spouse wellness matters, and we have different needs and different things that are going on in our life, because in many ways we have our feet in both worlds, in both the military community and the civilian community. And often the challenges that we have to face and the things and the approaches to wellness are not the same as what the service member experiences, and also not the same as what even military children or other dependents might experience. And so we wanted to make sure that we were saying to the military spouse, hey, your wellness matters to us. You are not an afterthought. You're not a, you know, and also for us, everything that we do, everything that we create is around the military spouse, because also the military spouse is the heart of the home and often the one making the choices for their family in terms of, you know, what food they're eating, what their schedule is. And often they are very involved in the military community. And so by working with the military spouse and providing them the support and the resources that they need, whether they use them for themselves or their family, we're also impacting the entire military spouse community and even the civilian community. And what we like to say is that healthy behavior can be contagious. So we work with the military spouse and support them.
I think it's so neat how you guys have kind of created something that really addresses that hybrid lifestyle. I think that's what's so challenging sometimes as military spouses, as you just said, Evie, having one foot in the military world and one foot kind of in the civilian world, and neither of those counterparts fully understand. Like, the only people that really get what we're going through, what we're trying to navigate, are other military spouses who've been there, done that, maybe establish some healthy behaviors, some wellness behaviors, and as you mentioned, can now share those and make that contagious and empower other people by saying, this is what I've done and what it's worked to navigate those barriers and those challenges. So I really think that's neat that you guys have pressed into that. Then, kind of on a related note, how did you all at Independent get your start? What created this, and how long have you been around?
So Independent was actually founded back in 2013. We have an interesting history, but that's when it was started. The idea happened when five military spouses came together, realized there was a gap, and decided to fill it. And the way that we approached it was through wellness. I say we, although I am not a founder, although many people think that I am. I've just really worked with the organization for a very long time. I actually did not join Independent until 2016. So almost 3 years after they started, or a little less, I think they were founded in October. But it came out of just this need of there are areas that we, you know, see that there needs to be something. And like you mentioned, no one is going to create it better than those of us who are going through it. And that's something that I'm really proud of about Independent is not only do we serve military spouses, but we behind the screen are military spouses ourselves and service spouses who are also going through this with the entire military community. And so it's not just, you know, a faceless person behind the screen, but a fellow military spouse that's also needing those resources and having those challenges and overcoming them themselves. And then the reason that we came up with the name is we're dependents of service members, but also we want to hold on to our own goals and our own identities. And so that is why we chose the word independent, especially because in your own wellness journey, often while, yes, you do need the community behind you, it is a very personal experience. Mm-hmm. And so it's a little bit of a play on words for the dependent, which I don't know if you get this every time that you hear that, you get a little like, being called a dependent. Like, no, I'm a grown person who has their own, you know, needs and desires and goals and passions and everything. And I can stand on my own 2 feet. Although I need to lean on my neighbor sometimes too.
Absolutely. I totally agree with that. And that's what, for those of you who are just listening to this audio wise, if you've never actually seen the word, like the organization Independent written out, I love how you guys have capitalized like the I for the N, but you've also capitalized the D. So it really does that play on words. Like we are dependents of the military and that's a part of our identity, but we do have an identity outside of that or in addition to it, which makes us the independent individual. So it's a very personable experience that, as you mentioned, really you can only get if you're a military spouse and you're doing it. And that's what's so neat about Independent. You know, you share that with Army Wife Network, everybody behind the screen, we're all figuring out the same crazy stuff, how to PCS, how to raise these kids, how to, oh, there's a deployment. Wait, now it's time to transition and retire or ETS or anything like that. So we're going through it together at the same time. And I think that's really cool how you all have really reached out and done your research and written some notes and been like, hey, these are where the gaps are and this is how we're going to address it.
Right. Well, and I really appreciate that you noticed the nuance of the capitalization in our name because that is exactly why we did it.
Oh, yeah. I'm a giant word nerd when it comes to that. So every time I see it, I think it gives like it's empowering. It takes the dependent title, which a lot of us do kind of like feel a little deprived.
We cringe a little inside. Yeah,
we feel a little deprived. I think that the opposite of empowerment is deprivation. And from a military spouse perspective, sometimes what we're called to do feels a little bit depriving. Like we don't really get to pick where we live or who we live around or where our husbands do or service members do or don't work. I think the nuance of that, the I and the D and the empowerment that comes from the intentionality of how you designed your words, your logos, makes a big difference. And thinking about the intentionality of what you all have created in the last 7, going on 8 years now, in 2021, Evie, what would you say is one of the biggest wellness myths that you believe prevent military spouses from maybe prioritizing their wellness?
Sure. I mean, there are obviously so many wellness myths out there, but I think one of the biggest ones that I come across frequently is that wellness is expensive. And because of that, people might not pursue different avenues of wellness, whether it's healthy eating, whether it's a fitness routine, or, you know, seeking therapy, whatever it happens to be, because they perceive it to be expensive. And so for us, it's communicating not only the resources that so many military families have available to them that are very affordable or free, but also reframing that and saying, well, you might have to pay for some things, right? But how can we prioritize that and show that that is an area that you should be investing in if you do have to pay in some manner, versus other areas which maybe are not serving your wellness and your happiness and that of your family.
I love how you say that, because I feel like a lot of wellness things are very like profit driven. A lot of things we can do personally, individually in our homes, essentially are free. And you all are creating those resources and being like, hey, think about this. What about meditation? What about, you know, prayer? What about just exercising, going for a walk, and how to fold those in so that it doesn't necessarily break the bank? Because as military families, we are often on a budget and dealing with mm-hmm. the no plan plans of life of, oh, surprise PCS, and let's pay for it up front and hopefully get reimbursed later, that kind of thing.
Right, exactly. Yeah. So our whole thing is we want to connect spouses to the resources that are available to them. And then where independent then steps in is if we see a gap in those resources or maybe a gap in the education around a topic, and then we will address it with the military life spin on it. Because for us, so we have 7 wellness branches, and at the root of that wellness, you know, tree, for lack of a better word, is military life. And so that's kind of at the base of everything that we do, because it's our unique approach to wellness and why we exist and why we are different than maybe some other civilians who are trying to also be happy and healthy.
Yeah. And the fact that you guys are literally a nonprofit, like, I think that is really neat how that's the approach you take. It's not necessarily a business, but you're like, this is how we want to give back and empower the military community and military spouse community from a wellness perspective. So beyond the myths, the myth of, you know, wellness is expensive, what would you say, you mentioned it at the very beginning, what would you say are some of the biggest barriers to wellness for military spouses?
Sure. Well, I think obviously you'll ask many spouses what some of their barriers are. Childcare is something that I think we can all recognize is limited and hard for military spouses, especially right now, let alone if you're trying to work out and also have a job. You might not even get childcare. Making health affordable but also allowing people to see that wellness can be affordable. So sometimes it's just overcoming your own perceived barrier mm-hmm. of what wellness can look like. I also think in this age of influencers, and that you see someone accomplishing wellness and you look around at maybe where you're stationed and you don't see the same resources, you might think to yourself, well, now what? I can't go to this gym. I can't do this. I don't have that restaurant. I don't have that, dietitian that's right down the road, whatever it happens to be. And so you might not pursue that because physically you don't have those resources in the location that you're at, or you can't even afford them. I also think another barrier is that we feel like we must do everything ourselves. And so we have this lack of community often when we move, or we have this isolation, especially right now. But also I think military spouses are notoriously bad at asking for help. And we feel like we need to do everything that are ourselves, but really, and one of the reasons why we added it into our mission of, you know, creating opportunities for spouses to connect, is you need that friendship, you need that accountability, you need that inspiration. You mentioned it before, you know, just seeing how other spouses in the areas that maybe you're moving to, or the situation of life that you're in, seeing how they have overcome maybe some of those challenges and celebrating their successes is something that I think we sometimes don't perceive as a barrier, but it is. And so by allowing people to share their stories and really making wellness personal, we're actually also showing that wellness looks different for everyone.
Yes.
And often it might be a forced difference because you might have moved. The way that I approached my health and fitness when I lived at Fort Lee, very different than when we lived in Korea. I almost had to relearn what I could even do and what I could eat. And so you have that forced wellness looking different, but also understanding that what works for you might not work for me. And so I can create like a hybrid wellness and what it means for me.
That's such a cool point. And I guess, I mean, I've probably thought about it before, but not extensively thinking about, and you're so right, Evie, like how different locations, different situations, different seasons of life, you know, like maybe right after maybe we have a baby, our health and fitness is going to look very different than someone that's past that season of, you know, navigating, or when we PCS to somewhere different. Because you're so right, my health and fitness experience looks very different in El Paso, Texas than it did in Fort Lewis, Washington, just based on the weather and how I navigate that.
Yeah.
How I navigate that in July and, you know, avoid heat stroke and things like that. So very, very interesting points is thinking about that, overcoming and adapting to taking it a bit farther. Then how do we as a community, like coming together through Independent or Army Wife Network or just our Mill Spouse communities in general, how do we overcome those barriers and make wellness accessible for everyone?
Yeah, I mean, that's something that we're still obviously working on. Otherwise, I think our nonprofit wouldn't need to exist anymore. But one of those couple of ways that we approach that is we model different ways to approach wellness. So if you come on to the Independent website or attend a summit or something like that, I often see it as an opportunity to introduce people to wellness from maybe a different perspective than they have thought of before. A great example of this is we did a Wellness Wednesday, which is one of our ways that we interview military spouses, whether they are wellness experts or not, and share their wellness journey, whether it's a period of time or they want to talk about it overall and how they kind of overcame their challenges and celebrated successes. But this woman talked about having a routine and how having a routine was a very important part of her wellness journey. Even just last night, I was talking with some of the team and I asked, hey, what are some of your 2021 wellness goals? And only one person mentioned food. I think we often think that wellness is moving and food, but there are so many other approaches to wellness. And so for us, I think it's sharing those stories as military spouses. It's sharing what is working for us, being a little bit vulnerable when we're talking to others in our communities so that we can remove those barriers and talk about the resources that worked for us and the resources that didn't. I think if something is working for you, share it. It's really easy. There are so many different Facebook groups and ways that you can share it. You can let us know. We're happy to share the tip ourselves. But that's what we try to do often, is try to make people see that wellness, like I said, looks different for everybody. Another thing that you can do is just inviting a spouse to something. Obviously, right now, it's a little bit hard to invite them to in person, but invite them to a virtual hangout. Isolation is real, and it's often something that can be very hard to overcome, especially I think right now when everything just feels so heavy in life. And so I think it is on the people who are in the community, especially when you have new people moving and maybe we don't have the traditional ways of getting to know each other. It's really on us who are already in those communities to be welcoming to newcomers. I see so many articles about, oh, you're moving to a new location. How do you make friends? But I want to put some of that on the community itself and say, hey, we also have a responsibility to create a welcoming and inclusive environment and invite people into our circles and invite people into different virtual or in-person events that they might not feel comfortable going to. But if they know just one person who's going to be there and is going to kind of shepherd them through that experience, it's not so scary and it's not so daunting. And that in itself is removing a barrier.
That's really good, salient wisdom, Evie, for sure. And I think a lot of us have been there, done that. And for those of us who are new spouses, I think it's very encouraging to know that our, you know, quote, senior spouses, which again, not sure how we got there, but here we are, senior spouses,
right?
Senior spouses willing to reach out, whether that's virtually, whether that's in person, what that looks like, and sharing our stories to say, this is my story and it looks super different than somebody else's, just based on our own personal life experiences, those, how we were raised, how our bodies respond to things, how our bodies are created to run or lift or eat this, not eat that, or response to stress. I feel like that's a big one, something I'm super passionate about. So yeah,
oh, definitely.
Those are really, really great things to think about. And, so I'd love to give our listeners a few moments to kind of marinate on those as we cut to a quick commercial break. I've enjoyed our conversation so much so far, but we're going to take a quick pause just for a few little notes from our sponsors, and then we'll pick back up to talk about an upcoming event that is hosted every year by Independent called the Independent Wellness Summit. Listeners, if you would like to connect with Evie King and the Independent organization, find them online on Facebook at Independent Org One. So that's just at Independent Org One, like the number, on Instagram and Pinterest at Independent Org, and Twitter at Independent_org, or of course on their website, in-dependent.org. Also, giveaway alert, Independent would like to give away an all-access pass to the Independent Wellness Summit that's coming up soon. This package is valued at over $400 with a full price of $49.99. In order to win this epic prize, please comment on this podcast via armywifenetwork.com or on any social media post sharing this episode with the phrase, I want wellness. Again, comment I want wellness on any related podcast or social media post for your chance to win. One winner will be randomly selected and you'll be notified via email. If you're listening to this episode while mobile and didn't catch all the details, no worries. The info about how to win will also be in the podcast show notes over on armywifenetwork.com. Just click the category tag podcast and scroll to find this episode. Now it's time for that quick commercial break. We'll be right back in just a few moments.
Engage, educate, encourage, empower. Advertise. AWN has many opportunities for promotion of your brand, service, or product, including web creatives, blog posts, social media promotion, giveaways, and podcast audio commercials. Email empower@armywifenetwork.com to get started. We sincerely thank you for your support to empower military spouses, families, and their service members around the globe.
Listeners, we are back talking with Independent Executive Director Evie King. So let's jump right back in. Evie, how do we anticipate military spouses adapting to wellness in 2021? You've kind of given us some hints about what you all have reflected on from the last year and now moving into the new year. But can you tell us about some of the latest wellness trends?
Sure. Well, I think something that Independent has always done that was a little bit ahead of the curve is a lot of the things that we've put out there are all virtual. And obviously before this last year, in-person was king, right? Everyone wanted to do in-person events. And now we have moved into the virtual space a little bit more. It's not as unusual to people. And I don't foresee that really going anywhere. So obviously fitness apps are really in right now. There are so many out there. You know, some of my personal favorites are Active and Runkeeper because I like a little bit of variety. And right now you probably can find a really good deal on a lot of different apps. And what's so great about it is it doesn't matter where you live, you can take your phone and your app with you and continue that on wherever you're going. So that's not really going anywhere. I think another wellness trend that we're seeing that is also not going anywhere because it really just fits into life is what a lot of people are calling these like snackable workouts. So they're really short, quick workouts that you can fit in on a break or fit in when you have 15, 20 minutes here and there. No longer these like 45 to an hour classes that we might have taken at the gym or, you know, at a studio. Although I took a yoga class on Saturday for the first time in probably a year at this point. And I did do it with a mask. And yes, it was very awkward to be doing that while wearing a mask. And it was really, really lovely. But I have enjoyed my snackable workouts. And also something, and military spouses, I think we do this. But I also think that I'm seeing a lot of people looking at their homes a little bit differently and saying, okay, is my home the way that I want it to be? It's hard because especially if you're currently active duty and you're moving a lot, you don't often have control of the entire environment around you. For example, where I'm at in military housing, my walls are like army tan and I can't paint them. And so I have no control over the fact that my furniture basically blends in with the wall because I have kind of like gray tan wood furniture in my living room. So that's been really interesting. And it's actually one of the interview topics that we're covering in the Wellness Summit this year. But all that to say is I think a lot of people are looking at their home and going, is this a place that I want to be in 24/7? And if it is not, what can I do? So a lot of organizing, even though we probably tend to organize all the time, I think we're creating, I see a lot of people creating like pockets of space in their home, reading nooks, you know, little like just calming, if you wanted to call it a meditation area, understanding that at this point in time, your dining room table is no longer a dining room table, but an office or a school, and just accepting that fact. Getting rid of the rule of, hey, a dining room table is a dining room table and that's where we need to eat, and going, okay, but for right now, it is a school or it is an office, and how can I create a space that I enjoy being in every day? So I really see that. And then also, so people are kind of approaching this differently depending on what your life is currently. I really have noticed this slow food movement. And so what I mean by that is that people are really enjoying cooking again and exploring cooking. Like, I don't know how many of my friends started sourdough starters. And let me tell you, if you do sourdough for real, it is not a fast process. And so enjoying getting into the kitchen again, playing with flavors and everything like that, maybe getting into some meal planning and having a little bit more control over what you're eating. But then you also have the opposite of people who, like myself, you know, I do work full time. I help run this nonprofit. I do some activities as well. And so for me, I actually got busier when I was forced to stay at home. And so I'm looking at ways, how can I affordably outsource different things to make my life easier? And I've just had to accept the fact that I might have to pay a little bit more, but my time is valuable. And I have decided that I'm willing to make that compromise. And so I've seen a lot of military families getting more involved in like the pre-made meals getting shipped at home or like the HelloFreshes. So I really think that that's what we're going to see in 2021. But at the end of the day, what I am really enjoying is that people are realizing that there are rules, but they can make their own rules and they can create a life that fits with what is happening right now. And we just need to give people permission to explore what that is.
And that's something that I've been like dealing with, thinking about, because I used to be like, hey, this is how we do things. And now, yes, my husband's desk is my desk slash I'm literally recording this in a closet right now. Every time I get on here, when I have like a video on, they're like, are you in your closet? And like, yes, I am. Mainly because it's an open space and the acoustics are under control. But that's kind of where we're at, is adapting our spaces and thinking about that adaptability for what wellness looks like big picture after a year that none of us could have predicted. Let's shift gears just a touch. We'd love to hear a little bit about the upcoming Independence Wellness Summit. When and why did it start?
So this is our sixth time putting on the Independent Wellness Summit. It used to be called the Military Spouse Wellness Summit, but we opened it up to first responder spouses officially a couple of years ago and then decided to rename it the Independent Wellness Summit. It's always been virtual. So what I like to tell people is we were doing virtual before virtual was cool. And what it is we interview 10 experts. Some of them are connected to the military spouse and first responder spouse community. Others are experts just in their wellness fields. And then Corey Weathers, who is currently our host of those interviews, she then makes sure that the answers and the questions are applicable to military life. Because there are so many wellness experts out there and people who have these unique perspectives, again, with the fact that, you know, we have our feet in civilian and military life, that we don't just interview people who are military or connected to the first responder community. And those interviews are pre-recorded and beautifully produced. And then we send them in an email, access via email and also on a dashboard. And then you can take and listen to them at any time. What I really love about the summit, which is not always the case, especially if you are listening and maybe you're in a remote location or you're a National Guard or Reserve spouse, whatever that happens to be, is often I get FOMO. I don't know if anyone else gets FOMO, but there are these incredible events at places like Fort Bragg. I'm Army, so I'm sorry I'm only going to mention Army bases, but I know that those of you in other branches also experience this. But what I love about the summit is that no matter where you are in the world, you get the same experience, and it is your chance to connect with military spouses and first responder spouses during a week of wellness where we're all prioritizing and encouraging each other to focus on our own wellness, because I think often we do really well with prioritizing our family's needs, our service members' needs, even our community's needs. But why not give ourselves at least a week, although hopefully more, to just think about our own needs and then maybe how we want to apply them to our families and the community. But that's why we did it, is we wanted to, again, make wellness accessible. So we removed the barrier of travel. You don't need childcare to attend. You don't need to use up your precious vacation days that you might have if you're working. Cost is not a barrier because we, of course, have a free version. So general admission is free. And you have access to listen to the interviews for 2 weeks. And then we introduce you to some beautiful speakers who talk about wellness and many different perspectives. And then the big thing for us is you can come out of it not just feeling inspired, but also having things that you can actionably put into your life right now.
That's so neat that you guys take, like, first of all, what you mentioned is everybody everywhere can like experience that in real time, or, you know, going back, marinating, watching it again. But then also things that are applicable right in that very moment, not a wait for this event, let this happen. And from that perspective, what is the Independent Wellness Summit theme for this upcoming year, 2021, and why did you choose it?
Our theme this year is Be Well. So if you see any of the images, it will say Independent Wellness Summit, Be Well. And for us, it is kind of a two-reason approach. Is one, this idea of being well is a wish for us, right? Like, I've been ending my emails with Be Well because I want you to be well. Before I used to add end them in health. And so it's both a wish, but it's also an action. So what actions can you take, or what ways or what things can you incorporate in your life in order to be well and live the life that you want, that's both going to make you happy and healthy? And so we thought that it was especially needed this year when 2020, of course, I don't need to elaborate too much, was just everyone felt more out of control. And while I think military spouses are used to feeling out of control, it was a little bit unnerving to even have the areas that we generally feel like we have control, not having control. And so we wanted to take that and go into, okay, so no overwhelm, more being well is what I've been saying.
Be well. Such two very small words, but so, so powerful. And I love that you explained that. That's how you've been signing your emails. And I noticed that. I was like, hey, that's really cool. I really like that. And now I get it. I understand why. So cool. So from that Be Well theme for this year, what can we expect from the upcoming summit?
Sure. So, of course, we're partnering with the USO for the second time, and they are giving everyone access to the Mindfulness Movement, which is a movie by executive directors Deepak Chopra and Jewel. So everybody, whether you are paid or free general admission, you will get access to stream this movie and watch it. There is a military component in there. So that is new this year. They also are going to do an exclusive what they call coffee connection with the director of the movie. So you'll be able to participate in that. Our big thing this year, like I mentioned, is we do not want wellness to be overwhelming. I think often it can feel that way. And so we've really made sure this year for quality over quantity. So even if we as a team are feeling overwhelmed, my question to everybody is, okay, why are we doing this? Is it serving the service spouses who are going to be participating? And if it's not, then we don't need to be doing that. And so again, you know, we're really making sure that all the interviews are fantastic and applicable, not just to 2020, 2021 stuff, but forever, because if you have all access, you can listen to them all the time, as I like to say, until the internet, as long as the internet shall live. But some of the topics that I think are really relevant, we have someone talking about creating healthy digital boundaries. We saw in the past year, although I don't even need to explain why. Everyone's like, yep. We saw in the past year people kind of feeling overwhelmed with this access to technology, but also not being able to step away from it. And I think that's something that we've been dealing with forever, because if your spouse is deployed or on a late shift or TDY or whatever, your phone is always on you. And so when you're listening to someone talk about, well, you just need to go on a digital detox for a weekend, you're like, well, I can't. And then already you're feeling helpless and hopeless, because it doesn't apply to your life. So how can create a healthy relationship with technology, because it's not going anywhere, and especially not going anywhere this year. So that's one of the topics I'm super excited about. We always have an interview about marriage and relationships, because that is an important part of our wellness. We are military spouses after all. And so this year we brought back Dr. Michael Seitzma. He was actually one of our interviews back in 2016, or interviewees, and he is a sex therapist. And so we talk about intimacy, not just sexual intimacy, but different types of intimacy. And again, it is introducing the military spouse and even the service member, if hopefully they have a conversation around it, into looking at intimacy maybe different than is what is socially the norm. But also we do talk about sexual intimacy, and we're not afraid of talking about that. So we want to be bold in our interviews. We have someone talking about having a healthy relationship with food and choosing foods that are nourishing our bodies, and releasing ourselves of the guilt of what that might mean if it doesn't apply to what someone else might have said works for them. We have someone talking about getting outside. I think this last year, being outside when we were all stuck at home was our lifeline to sanity in many ways. And yes. So why is that? So talking about movement and getting outside, but beyond the step count, it's less the physical benefits of that and more all of the other wellness branches. And, you know, why is it that when you go on a walk with someone, you have really wonderful conversations, and mm-hmm. how is it bringing people together? Just so many really wonderful topics. But again, it's all about, you know, making wellness accessible and in both removing the barriers of cost and access, but also talking about wellness from different perspectives, but always through the lens of service spouse life and our service community.
I have to say, I just super, super, super appreciate that you all have kind of ran your plans for the Independent Wellness Summit through like this heaviness filter. Like, if it's heavy, no, get rid of it. Or we're not doing that this year. We don't need more. We don't need that overwhelming. We just need that be wellness. And that is totally in line with what I've been doing personally. Just things that come across my plate, like, oh, that's a good thing, but it feels really heavy. I don't need more stuff to do. I need more things pressing into the be. And with mm-hmm. boundaries of social media and marriage, you think about, you know, that's what I think, at least for me, has been so interesting this last year, is my husband has been around more than ever in his 17 years of military life, in 12 years of our relationship. And we're like, okay, can you go back to work now? Like, this is very, very weird for us.
go I'm back glad, to work, but don't deploy.
Yeah, I'm really glad you're here. But can you not be at my kitchen table every day? You know, that kind of stuff. So I think it's so pertinent how you all have focused on that. And that just, I mean, it's so inviting for folks maybe considering getting engaged with the Wellness Summit this year. Thinking about that, Abby, can you remind our listeners where they can go to find out even more empowering information about the Independent Wellness Summit and also your organization with Independent Online?
Sure. So obviously you can find us on all the major social media platforms, on Facebook and Instagram. Independent Org is our Instagram handle. Independent Org One is our Instagram handle on Facebook, although hopefully not for very much longer. And you can find out more about the Wellness Summit by going to our website, in-dependent.org. And at the top, you can click on a link that says Wellness Summit. Or honestly, you can just type into Google Independent Wellness Summit and we will pop up. Mm. So really easy to find. And then you can learn about our event. We are starting to announce our speaker lineup. So we will be adding more speakers. I think there are currently 3 on there at the moment, but we'll be adding more speakers and getting people excited. So follow us on social media to see all of the different things that we're doing. And one of the things that I like to say is, if you have free general admission, you have 2 weeks to listen to these interviews. The interviews are anywhere between 45 and 50 minutes long. And we do that because you can't really get into the meat of an interview in mm-hmm. like 20 minutes, you know?
Yep.
So you might need to pause, you might need to remind, you might need to come back to it later, but there's no need to listen to every interview every single day. But then also, if you are an all-access participant, you can kind of pick and choose what's applicable to your life right now and maybe listen to another one later. And so you really have that freedom to create a Wellness Summit experience that fits into your life right now, whether you're at home, whether you're, you know, one of the few of us that is traveling, maybe for work, whatever that happens to be, listening to it at night after everyone goes to sleep, in the morning, at lunch. So you really can create a Wellness Summit experience that fits with your life right now.
Excellent. Excellent. Again, that's independent.org, all the things. Just Google it, or you can check out all of those links for Facebook, Instagram, Pinterest, and Twitter, and their website, which will be in our show notes on armywifenetwork.com. Abby, I have so enjoyed our conversation. You're really inspiring me to continue reflecting on what wellness looks like for me in this season of life, with what I am called to do and execute and equip and accomplish and all those other good alliterations. But one of my favorite parts of every interview is really pressing into that empowerment piece of things And so our primary mission, obviously, here at Army Wife Network is empowerment. Would love to hear your thoughts on what you think empowerment is. Can you complete this sentence? Empowerment is?
Sure. So empowerment is the ability to prioritize our needs and communicate those needs to the people around us so they can support them.
So and good.
I was going to say, even beyond prioritizing, to me, it's standing up for ourselves and saying that our wellness matters.
Our wellness matters. I think having that courage to say that out loud and to make ourselves a priority is very important. And clearly that's what you guys are doing with your wellness summit that you've done for 6 years and just everything that Independent's been at the last almost eight. So Evie, we just thank you so much. We're so grateful for you to come on the show, share with us about your organization and the upcoming wellness summit. And we wish you all the best as you all continue to empower and equip military spouses with one foot in the military world, one foot in the civilian world to be well and seek wellness in all areas of their life, especially in 2021.
Thank you very much for having me. I had such a pleasure talking with you, Sherita. And I hope for those who are listening that you'll find us over on all of the different social media channels and really let us know if we can help you on your wellness journey. We are always open to feedback and new ideas and if you want to get involved as well.
Thanks again, Evie. And listeners, again, that's independent.org online on social media, and you can just hit them up Google or check our show notes. Now, let's pop back over to our studio for a little bit more from today's host.
Thanks to Evie King and Independent for sharing their empowering resources with us this week, specifically surrounding their upcoming event, the annual Independent Wellness Summit. And again, if you would like to connect with Independent, check them out online. Their website is in-dependent.org. Facebook is Independent Org One, and Instagram is Independent Org.
What another good interview. I really loved this one because I feel like it has such a practical application as far as, you know, male spouse wellness and kind of the different ways that looks and how that can like evolve and change. I love that she said, especially on like duty stations, you know, what's working for you in wellness, like currently, you know, might not be in the next year or the next duty station or, you know, a different season of life.
Yeah. And the thing I love most about how Independent works is with each summit, they find something that speaks to you, even if it's like, you know, a lot of it has to do with wellness, whether it's mental, whether it's physical. And even 1 year they had Gretchen Rubin speak when she has like the happiness diet or the happiness.
Yeah.
I know I'm not saying that right, but she did really great talk on things where, because some people like mental clutter, physical clutter, not having goals is, it hurts their wellness. So they take like a huge approach look at wellness and kind of narrow it down into the different talks that they have. It's so neat.
That's awesome. I'm especially excited for one of our listeners to get a free VIP pass. If you enter our giveaway, if you missed that part of the show, Independent is giving away a VIP pass for their summit. And you can enter through commenting on a social media post or this actual episode post. And Molly, you've been to a summit. Is that correct?
I have. They have two great ways that you can always go to their summit. So it's always free to go. Anyone can sign up and go. But then you can also upgrade to an all access pass where you can get lifetime access to downloadable wellness sessions. So you can always kind of take it with you. They have a wellness lounge that they put you in where you get workbooks and giveaways and workshops, and they have virtual swag. And I mean, it's a pretty neat ordeal. So no matter if you do just the pass where it's free, or if you upgrade, it's completely worth it. Something you don't want to miss.
Oh, that sounds very cool. Thank you so much for sharing your personal experience to help us get a better insight into the summit.
Of course.
Now let's check in with this week's Resource Recon, which is all about our latest social media scoop. One of our highlighted blogs talks about running and what it takes to stay motivated. An inspirational quote, which helps Sarah Cummings to stay focused, says, "What the mind can conceive and the heart can believe, the body will achieve." Sarah made a transition from the ice to the roads, and she embodies the term resilience through the challenges and adjustments which have made her life.
I think our social media is so fun, engaging, and empowering. It's always a good time to scroll through the feed and find some encouragement or humor. Our stories lately have also been pretty neat too, if I do say so myself. Mm-hmm. So listeners, you can connect with us on Facebook, Pinterest, Twitter, and Instagram at Army Wife Network to stay up to date and entertained with our graphics, conversation starters, and don't forget the giveaways.
Our final empowering resource for today comes from our Army Wife Network Empowerment Agent, Amanda McNeese, with this week's Empowerment Patrol Report. Let's listen in.
Hello, Army Wife Talk Radio listeners. I'm Amanda McNeese, bringing you this week's Empowerment Patrol Report. Today, we are showcasing two of our volunteers who are MRE winners, which, by the way, that stands for Motivated and Ready to Empower. First up, we have LaVon Ritchie. LaVon is originally from Michigan and met her husband while they were both students at Cedarville University in Ohio. She earned her bachelor's degree in communication arts, and she also studied Bible, theater, and American Sign Language. She is certified in teaching English as a second language. LaVon's husband commissioned in the U.S. Army in 2004, and the two of them overcame a long-distance relationship through 5 different duty stations and 2 deployments before they finally married in 2011. Since then, they have been stationed at 7 different installations together, have had 4 incredible children, and have traveled a decent fraction of the world. LaVon loves Jesus Christ, being an Army wife, adventuring with her family, musicals, chocolate, chai lattes, and a quality cup of decaf. She is a homeschooling mom who volunteers in SFRGs, PWOCs, and enjoys helping service members and their families whenever and however possible. She would enjoy connecting with you on Facebook. Next up, we want to give a huge shout out to our Army Wife Network Command Team member, Annika Mathidis. Annika has been a military spouse since January of 2019. She is 23 years old and has been married for 2 years to her husband, David. College Station, Texas is her hometown, but she has been stationed at Fort Bliss with David since November of 2019. Annika holds a bachelor's degree in psychology from Texas A&M University and a master's in social work from USC Online. She believes the most exciting part of being a military spouse is meeting so many new people. Although Annika and David do not have any children, she recently became a dog mom to 2 adorable puppies. Annika owes all of her blessings to God and is at peace knowing that He is watching out for us. So much thanks goes out to LaVon and Annika for doing their part to empower military families all across the globe. Until next time, I'm Amanda McNeese, reminding you that we are never completely alone on this military life journey.
Congratulations, Annika and LaVon. Amanda will be in touch with you soon to hook you up with some fabulous Army Wife Network swag. And also, you will now have a permanent place on our website and our empowerment gallery. Thanks for your contribution to our network. And Marin, it's that time again. Time to pack up our supplies and head in from the field, hit the showers, and maybe take a nap. In the meantime, you can join us every Thursday at noon Eastern for our weekly Facebook Live Mill Spouse Empowerment Moments. If you miss it, don't worry. We also turn those into podcasts and share them on YouTube. You can also subscribe to our podcast on the podcast app of your choice. Tune in for our next full-length episode of Army Wife Talk Radio when our Army Wife Network Command Team member, Sharita, interviews Lisa Howard and Kathleen Palmer to talk about the Barry Robinson Center, and looking forward to another great show with that one.
We are also very thankful for the engagement and support of our sponsors. If you or someone you know has a product or service to share with our listeners and would like to join us on our mission to empower military families, we would love to begin a conversation about partnering up with you. Please email empower@armywifenetwork.com.
And listeners, we are here to walk through this military life journey with you, and no matter what you are facing. So remember that your fire team here at Army Wife Network is ready to cover down for you. Engage, educate, encourage. Army Wife Talk Radio is your source for military life empowerment. And this is your Army Wife Network command team signing out.
Thank you for tuning in to Army Wife Talk Radio. The views and opinions expressed in our show are personal. AWTR is in no way affiliated with the Department of Defense or any other branch of the armed services, and inclusion in our show does not reflect endorsement by the DOD, any local government, or their agencies. Until the next episode, head over to www.armywifenetwork.com to connect with all of our empowering resources. Engage, educate, encourage. AWN is your source for military life empowerment.